Like, why isn't there a stira in the Rabbonins? By our case, the Saita, the Rabbonins say we don't care if you uncover her lathe. So we see we're not afraid to hear her. Since the Kahanim are doing it like it's Navoida, they're doing like the Tzarech HaMitzvah, we're not afraid people come to think to have znus with her. So if so, how come by Skila are the Rabbonin afraid? So Marissa says like this, Lakasha. What's the reason by Saita that we want it to be uncovered? Mishum v'nivosru kol anoshim. Because we want all the noshim, the ladies, to come and see what happens to a Saita. How nivul, how disgusting it is. So the other ladies won't come to be a Saita. So therefore we would ask her, want to do things to her to make him a nivul. The Rashi says, Amri rabon shemitzvah levaisha. What's the reason here of the mitzvah to embarrass her? This Saita. Even if she's Torah, that we want other ladies to learn out not to become a Saita. So all the ladies will learn out to be a Tznua, to stay away. But over there, by Skila, there's no bigger Yisurim than this. So Rashi, Hosom Shineskelis, Eloha Yito Godum Mizer. But that's the biggest scare there is. So there we don't have to let it be undressed. There we can let it be dressed. Because if the purpose is that people should look and see and learn, so that's the biggest learning. You see somebody being hanged, being killed, stoned, so you know not to do these averus. So if the whole purpose is to learn out from here, so by Saita we wanted to look manuval, so that the ladies won't become a Saita. But if you see somebody being killed, that's the biggest lesson there is, not to do these averus, not to be killed. So there we don't care, even though she's dressed. For the Gemara, v'chi teima levet v'tarti. But still, let's do two things, Rashi says. Miso busha. Let's kill her, and let's also make her embarrassed. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Rabba Baravu, Amakro, v'yahaf to l'reicho kamoicho. That means, boru lo miso yofet. No, even b'shas miso also, you have to do things that are nice to her. You have to do what you have to. But more than that, there's no mitzvah to be v'ayisha to embarrass her. Gemara says, "Leim of the Rav Nachman Tanoi." The chorus should be a machlokes Tanoi according to Rav Nachman, because the Tanakam over there says that you're supposed to let her be undressed. So you see, what the shas we kill her, we don't care about her busha. So the chorus they hold not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says the pasuk says we have to lebecha kamecha. Even b'shasi killing her, you do it in a nice way. And before we learned that you're allowed to have her undressed, so the chorus a machlokes Tanoim. So Gemara says, "Leim, no, that's not the machlokes." I'll tell you really the kuliyal mislo the Rav Nachman. Everybody holds like Rav Nachman that there is a svara even when you have to kill somebody to do it nicely, to do it v'yahaftal reichel kamoicha. For ochas, what's the machlekes over here? When we make skila, when we stone her, should she be wearing dress or clothing or not? V'ochal boke miflagi masava v'zionei odiflei tvei mitzara. One says that you're better off not to embarrass her, even though you have to give her more pain. And Rashi says, "Choshev al odia meshnuyo loy tfei mitzarva de gufa. Hilkach misa yofi loy nisko lovush. V'yapa pi shetzar nimsha shen v'mayer lomos loy nisko orim v'yizbaza." There are two svaras here. When you have to stone the person, if they're not wearing any clothing, so the stones will kill them faster. They won't have so much tsar, so much pain. But they'll have embarrassment. But the other way is let them be wearing clothing, so we'll take away the embarrassment. But there'll be more tsar, more pain, they'll take a little bit longer until they die. Because they have a protection on their body, so when you throw the stones on them, it takes a little bit longer till you can kill them. So that's the machlokes. What's better off for the person? To embarrass the person, undressed, but he'll die faster without so much pain? Or no, don't embarrass him, let him be wearing clothing, even though he'll have more pain. That's the machlokes. It's more important not to embarrass him than to tvei mitzara, than to give him pain, the mitzara the gufa. Therefore we say it's kedai to let him be wearing clothing b'shas you're stoning him, so he won't have embarrassment, even though it will take a little bit longer for him to die. It's more important not to give him pain, like don't let him be undressed, so that he'll die faster. Tvei mibizyuna. That bothers a person more than the bizoyin, the embarrassment of it. So therefore, we'd rather care about the pain than the embarrassment. That's the machlokes over here. Whether when you give him skila, should be dressed or not. But everybody could agree to Rav Nachman that, like this, we always say, even if you have to kill somebody, do it in a nice manner. Then the Mishnah says, if she was wearing white clothing, we change her to make her put on black clothing. Tana would run like this. What about him? Let's say for Keret, she looks nice in black clothing, so it doesn't pay to change from white to black. So then we say, we have to put ugly clothing on her. Like this, from white to black is ugly. But if for her black is nicer, then we put other ugly clothing on her. He says if she has golden jewelry, we have to take it off her. For the Gemara Pshit, of course you have to take it off her. Hashta Navlim and Avalor. Like now we're saying to put on ugly clothing. We want to make it look disgusting. Is Hani Mi Boy? For sure you have to take off her gold jewelry. What's the chiddush to take off her jewelry? Tamar says yes. Now the time I would have thought. Pahani Yisle Bizoyin Tfei. No, maybe it's Kedai that she's wearing no nice clothing, just jewelry. That's a big Bizoyin. To the Amri Inch, like people say, Shliach Arto, like you're undressed. Visayim Asayim, you're wearing shoes, doesn't look nice, that's a big embarrassment. So maybe I would have thought to say it's Kedai to let her wear a jewelry, she'll be more embarrassed that way. Kamashmula, no. And Rashi says, Bani Yisle Bizoyin Tfei. She Aruma, she's undressed, she's uncovered. Ad Libo, like the Kayin ripped her dress to the heart. For Raisha Pru, and her hair was uncovered. The eat to the left, Hashit Yisov, and now we'll put upon her these gold ornaments. Is Ganayula, it's an embarrassment for her. Shadarah from the Adam Lislaitseis, Fi Adam Arun, Human Allah Rahul. People make fun of somebody that's like undressed and wearing shoes. So I would have thought to say maybe this is called an embarrassment to her. So Taka let her wear a jewelry without clothing, or not without clothing completely, but it means that the dress is ripped until the heart and the hair is uncovered. Kamashmala, no, that it's still better to take off the jewelry. Then it says the mission of Yachakach maybe Chevel Shamitri. Then we take a string and tie it around her above her breast that her dress should not fall down. Boy mine Rababa Ravuna. Chevel Amitri Mao Shiyaka Vesaita. That's what the Mishnah says. You have to take the string made from the palm tree, from the bark around the palm tree. Is that Likuve that you need it? Or else maybe no. It's Mao Shiyaka Vesaita. If you don't have it, are you missing the mitzvahs? What's the two tzedadim? Mishum shlo yisham to begdeha mialehu is the only reason why we need it, just that a dress should not fall down. Like this, the kohen ripped her dress, we're afraid the whole dress will fall down. Therefore, the Mishnah says to tie a string around the dress to hold it up. If that's the reason, then any small string would be enough, even if it's not made from a deck or from a palm tree. Or Duma, maybe no. Maybe Mishum diyomama, we learned. When she had this nus, she girded herself with something nicely, with nice, something nice. And therefore, no, a person has to take it, and a kohen has to take now this type of a chevel mitzri bedafka to tie it upon her. So maybe it is mikuba, we need it. So Marim says, he answered back to me, so we're not in our Mishnah. It says clearly in the Mishnah, V'yachakach mevi chevel ha-mitzri. Then later we bring the string from the palm tree, V'koshroi lo, and we tie it around, L'mala midodeh, on top of her breast, K'dei shlo yishma tubagdeh mialeh, in order that her ripped dress should not fall down. So we see clearly it's not a special mitzvah to use this this chevel ha-mitzri, but rather just practical that a dress should not fall down. So therefore, really, with any type of a string you use, you'd also be mekayim this inyan. Then it says what? V'chol ha-roitza li-roit bo-yiro. Whoever wants to come and see what a sota looks like has the right to come and see. And then the Mishnah says not like that. Only the women should come and see. So Gemara asks, Tzagufa kasha to see in the Mishnah itself. Omar, the first you say in the Mishnah, kol ha-roitza li-roit bo-roya. Whoever wants to come and see her could see her. Alma Lashon, Agaru Lashon, and Asher, there's no difference between men or ladies. They have a right to come and see a Saita. Vodatonya, then we learn no. Kol HaNoshim, Mutaros, Lirois. All the ladies are allowed to come and see. So Dik is Noshim in, Anoshim Lai, women, yes, and not men. You see, men are not supposed to come and see a Saita. So Rabbi says like this. Tirgumo Anoshim, Enoch Narmi, the first part of the Mishnah also means, because Aroitza means on ladies. Any lady can come and see. Omele Rav, Rav said back, no, for your call Aroitza Lirois Bo Roy Katoni. The ratio of the Mishnah just says, whoever wants to see could come and see. Mashm anybody, even men also. So then the Chutz is Tira. Hello, I'm Rav. Call Aroitza Lirois Bo Roy. Loishano Gavri Bloishano Noshi. Enoch Narmi is true. Whether it's a man, whether it's a lady, you have a right to come and see. But for noshim chayovos lirois. But ladies have a chiyuv to go and see a soita. A man doesn't have a chiyuv, just if he wants to, he could. But by ladies, there's a chiyuv to go see a soita. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'nivosu kol anoshim v'lois yasenu kibzanatcha. That the ladies should come and see, and they should not come and do the way she does. So therefore, it's an Indian bedavka. V'lois yasenu kizimaschenu. That they should not come and do the same type of znus that she did. Therefore, we want the Dafka, the Noshim, to come and see what a Saita looks like in order that they should be very tzinius and not to become a chash of a Saita. So, the Mishnah. The Mida Shodim Moidid Bo Moididin Loi. The same way you act, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. The same things you do, anything bad you do, Hashem punishes you. Mida Keneged Mida. The same way you acted, that's the way Hashem acts back to you. And the portion of Svara for this is, because when Hashem gives a punishment back to us, is to wake us up, to show us that we're doing something wrong. So from the punishment, we're supposed to learn what we did wrong. So therefore, we get a punishment in the manner, the same way we did it, in order that we should learn from this, that the reason why we're getting this punishment is because we're doing something bad. That's the side of Midah, Kenegan Midah. The way we act, Hashem acts back to us, to teach us that that's what's causing it. What happened here? By a Saita. He koshed his atzma lavera. She made herself all beautiful to have this nus with that man. Hamokim nivla. Of course, Baruch Hu does just the opposite to her. Of course, Baruch Hu makes the badavka look ugly now. We rip her clothing. He gils his atzma. Or he put on, ugly clothing on her. He gils his atzma. She uncovered herself to the man. Liavera. Is hamokim gila leha. Of course, Baruch Hu uncovers her. If we have in the mission, we rip her clothing, we rip her dress. Beirach, her thighs. His chila bavera started his nus, is chila, that was the first part of his nus, v'yachakacha beten, and then onto the stomach. The fika, therefore, tilaka ayera chila, therefore first her thighs get hit, v'yachakacha beten, and then the beten, the stomach blows up. V'shar kol aguf lepolet, and the rest of the guf is not saved, also, like the whole guf gets pain from when the isha drinks the mehamorin, the way we'll soon see, it swells her up. Rashi says, Yerech hiska be'averet chila means b'derech tashmish. Ha'yerech nenet chila, b'kirav basa. First by the thigh they touch one another, that's the beginning of tashmish. L'fikach tiloka yerech chila, it gets hit first. L'kala loysa, d'chsiv, v'seis Hashem as yerkech onafilis. The first the thigh will fall down. And then v'yespit nechot sova, then the stomach will blow up. So if you know, Amar Rav Yosef, Aflagav de midah b'teila, even though the actual midah, in other words, the Dalad Misas that Bezdin give is bottle. We don't have Bezdin anymore to give the Dalad Misas, but the Midah like bottle. The way you're supposed to receive it, you'll still get back. The Rashi says, Shemoydidin lo li'ovri avera b'midah shemasiyavis bo. Like if you did an avera at Yechayim Skila, you'll be killed in that manner also, even though it's not through Bezdin. What does that mean? The Yomar Rav Yosef, the Chayim Toni Rav Chia, Miyoyim Shechorav Beis Hamikdash, from the day that Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, Afal Pisha Botla Sanhedrin, even though we don't have the Sanhedrin Agadol anymore, so Bezdin can't give Misas Bezdin anymore, but Araba Misas Le Botlu, but you should know the Yisoid of Dalad Misas is not Botlu. Fredrik Mara Ivo Botlu, what are you talking about? He just said there's no more Dalad Misas. There's no more Bezdin to kill people. So what it means to say is Eladin Araba Misas Le Botlu. The halacha, the way that Hashem pays back, is still here. What does that mean? Mishen is chayes kilo. Somebody did an avera. He was in chal Shabbos. He's chayes kilo. Is a noifel menagag. Either he'll fall off the roof. And that's why they made skilo. They threw you off a high point. Then they threw stones on you. So it happened by itself. You'll fall off a roof. Or a chayes dasos. Or a wild animal will trample over you. That's the type of a skilo. Mishen is chayes reif. Or someone is supposed to be burnt. Is a noifel but like either will fall into fire. Or a nochesh machisher. Or a snake will bite him. The poison will like burn him up. Mishin is chayev ariga. Somebody's supposed to have ariga. Ariga starts with a saif. That's with a sword. is ein nimsel machlokes, either giving over to the kingdom to chop off your head, or listen boin alof, or else robbers will come and chop off your head. Chitzi, you'll get the same money you're supposed to get. Mishin is chayev chanik, because someone's supposed to be choked, is oi toive benor, either they'll drown in the river, oi meis bis ruchnich, bis runchi, or also die with haps, by choking, he'll choke to death. So Kitza, Hashem still pays back the Misa the way you're supposed to deserve it. Tanya Oye Rebbe Yoyme, Minayin Shebemidah Shodim Moedah Bo Moedah Din Loi. How do we know this, you say? That the same way you act, that's the way Hashem acts back to you. Shinem HaNaposik says, V'sasso, V'shalcho Terivenu. Like V'sasso, the same saw, the same measurement, that's why we send her away. Shashi B'teich Oysoy So Atzmo, G'shata M'shalcho Yavdun Terivenu. The same measurement that you did the Aveirah, that's where Hashem will send you away. He'll give you back the punishment. Same the yellow saw, we only know the measurement of a saw. So Rashi says there needs an Aveirah G'dayla, a very big Aveirah, that the punishment is Midah K'neged Midah. But Minayin the Rabbi's Tark of a half of a saw, that means a half of an Aveirah, or the Aveirah is not so strong. The Chatzi Tark, even a smaller Aveirah, Kav, a chatzi kav, roiva, a chatzi roiva, tumen, the yuchla, all small type of shirim, mekitza. How do we know even the smallest nazera that you do? Still, your punishment is midi keneged mida. Minayin tamalot, the pasuk says, ki kol son soyin barosh. Mash many type of a measurement will be paid back midi keneged mida. O minayin, how do we know? Shekol pruta pruta mitzterefas lecheshbin gadol. Every little punishment, Rashi says, kol pruta pruta, every payment, every penny. Rashi afu pishto nifrom emeno pam rishayno. Or Shnia, even though Hashem doesn't pay you back the first or second time. It's not the pshad, loy vitru loy. Halayim, Hashem didn't like look it over. Elam, it's tarfen loy leis l'cheshbon. He adds it up. Like Hashem doesn't pay you all back in one shot, that's true. Sometimes he waits, maybe you do tshuva. But every little bit of punishment you get adds up. Fruit is mitzrefas l'cheshbon gadol. Like everything is with the exact cheshbon. Yeah. How do we know this? Talmud the pasuk says, "Achas liachas limtzoy cheshbon." One by one, each one adds up. V'chein metzino b'saita, the same type of an inyan we find by saita. Shebemidah shemodah debo modah din lo. The same way she acted, we act back to her. He yomed up pesach beisah. She stood by her door, liroy sloy, to let the man look at her. Is the fika koyin amidu al san nikner. Therefore, the koyin now puts the saita by the shan nikner. That's the door. Umareh koloino. L'cholhi, everybody that passes by, that's the main pathway into the Beis Hamikdash. You go from the Shar, Ezras Noshim to the Ezras Yisrael, that's everybody passes by. So that's where the Soita was standing, everybody comes now and sees her. He parseloi soidrin noin al Rosha. She put nice things over her head, so the person she wanted to live with her is the figure, therefore, koitel koyein noitel. Keep on the Arosh, the crane takes off a hairband, off a hair, or Manicha Takas Ragler puts her under her feet. He crushed the light Paneh, she put makeup on her face, the Fikach Paneh Marikos. Therefore, we make her face become pale. Like we'll learn about it later. Yeah.